Welcome to the Section 5 review on Masterful Coaching. We've talked about the art of coaching, seizing the coachable moment, inviting the shift, and framing the masterpiece. And Rhonda, it strikes me, before we can become masterful coaches, we have to make sure that our clients are playing the proper role.
We really do. This is a place where it's really okay to teach as a coach. And that is to continually, throughout your coaching relationship, teach your client how to be a good client, how to show up at every session with a coachable agenda, how to really engage with you, give you feedback, do their work in between the sessions. Makes for really fun relationships.
We're really coming full circle because, remember, we talked about this in the very first section, having the client step into their role.
If you step into your role and they step into their role, the coaching is going to be powerful.
So, Rhonda, you mentioned the client coming to each session with an agenda. Would you talk more about that?
Yes. The agenda is not just the topic that the client brings to the session, but more importantly, it's what the client wants to take away from the session. Without that, the session won't have an aim. It would be like ready, fire, aim instead of ready, aim, fire.
Sure.
So the agenda, once it's clarified, everything flows from there. If the coach does not take the time in the beginning of the session to clarify it, then it's really hard to seize the coachable moment and invite the shift and frame the masterpiece.
It also makes it real easy at the end of the session to ask the question, what did you get out of this? What was the most important part of today's session?
Yes, and if they have a reference point where at the beginning of the session they said, this is what I want to take away, it's a lot easier for you to deliver.
You know, oftentimes we think, well, gosh, that was a great coaching session from our point of view. And I'm sure the client knows that, but oftentimes they don't, or they don't realize it until later, or they may not realize it at all. And really, to emphasize the value for both of you, I think it's important to really follow that up, not only establish the agenda and make sure that it is crystal clear in the beginning, but also at the end of the session, just to really follow up with people and get them to realize, yeah, this coaching thing really does work.
And if we're requiring the client to have an intention, essentially, an intention for that session, that's their agenda, then they will actually step up to the plate in a stronger way.
And it will also make them think, for next week's session, wow, that was great. We got this done. Let me see if I can step up even more.
You know, and without that agenda, it's really easy to hijack the session. As a coach, if you don't know what your client wants to take away, you might assume you know what the client wants to take away. That can be disastrous.
Tell me more about the hijacking.
Well, let me give you an example. I think that's the best way to do it. Let's say that I come to you, you're my coach, I come to you as a client and I say, oh man, I had a blowout with my boss and I really want to talk to you about it. If you don't take the time to find out what they want to take away from the session, then you're going to make assumptions. For example, what they really want to take away might be an exit strategy or a way to language their next conversation with their boss. You can see the difference between those two. It's really huge. So it's critical that you take the time to find out what it is that they want to come away with. Some clients won't know right off the bat, but you need to teach them to know that. You need to teach them to think before they come to the session about what it is they want to accomplish.
You mentioned earlier the coachable moment. We've talked about this just a little bit, but I'd like to explore that even more because this is something that's sort of ephemeral. It just sort of happens and you got to be able to pounce on it. Tell us more about that.
It's true. You know, it is ephemeral and pouncing on it is really a good word for that. It's a matter of really doing a lot of coaching before you really understand what this is. But at the beginning, as you're learning coaching, the important thing is to listen really closely and also listen inside yourself. We talked about this before. Now, one of the common mistakes that coaches make is they hear a lot from their clients and they want to cover every point. They want to cover all the bases as if they're trying to patch holes in a leaky tire. It just doesn't work. You need to listen for the one most urgent coachable moment. Pursue it with the client a little bit. Take a little bit of time to ask some questions and see if you're heading on the right track. Your client will let you know if you aren't. And by the way, sometimes they let you know with resistance. And resistance is not always an indication that you should stop heading down the path. You might just have to ask the question in a different way. But what you don't want to do is try to seize a bunch of coachable moments, get them all in your arms at the same time, and try to head towards the end of the session that way. Pick one, and as soon as you know you've got it, follow it as deep as you can go in the time that you have until you perceive that the client has had a shift.
Even at the expense of other things that the client has brought up.
That's right. You're not there to patch all the holes. You're there to support the client in their agenda. And if you pick one coachable moment, it may be the linchpin. It may be the one that causes all those others to fall into place. If it doesn't, that's okay, because that's not your job. Your client will bring another agenda next week. You may have an opportunity to return to that subject, or you may not. You know, you're not there to fix it for them. So this is really about their agenda.
And oftentimes when they do have one of those moments and something really hits home with them, their whole agenda for the following weeks and months change because all those little holes that you thought, gosh, we're going to have to plug those up, but let's do it later, they may not even exist anymore.
That's right. It's a matter of staying in the moment with the process instead of looking ahead to try to figure out how you're going to fix it all for them.
So becoming more masterful, obviously, is a process, and it happens over time, and the best thing you can do is just coach and coach and coach some more. The other thing we recommend that you do is actually listen to other coaches coaching, because we all have different styles and different ways of getting from point A to point B. And one of the things that you can do in the coaching tool section of the Accelerator, there are several different coaches with different clients, each taking a different approach, and each has their own style. And you might see something or hear something there that says, ooh, I like that. And the whole idea through this coaching process and as you develop your practice and your business is to get really comfortable with who you are, what your style is. And until that moment comes, just to really try and absorb and pick something from this coach's style and that coach's style. And boy, that's a good way to ask a question, or that's a good way to really make a point without being a consultant. Try and pick up as much as you can from other coaches.
It's really helpful to hear other experienced coaches coach. And there's a couple of other places, too, where you can hear other coaches coach, and one is the Certified Coach Program. You'll get lots of opportunities in the Certified Coach Program to hear your peers coach. The other thing you might consider doing is hiring a mentor coach, because you're going to get a lot of coaching and get the perspective of not only being the client, but also sometimes have that inner sense of what it means to be on the other side of that, being the coach.
You know, we haven't talked about having your own coach, but how important was that for you when you got started?
Oh, incredibly important. I'm not sure that I would still be in this field if I hadn't had a coach of my own.
Yeah, me too. I find it incredible when I listen to some new coaches that say, gosh, I'm really having a hard time getting clients, or I'm not sure what I'm going to do now. This whole coaching thing sounded good, but gosh, it's hard. And I ask them, well, what does your coach say? Oh, I don't have one. Oh, gosh.
You might want to experience that. It's
yeah.
really important.
I mean, it's not only good personally, but it makes good business sense. You know, how can you expect others to hire you as a coach when you don't have a coach yourself? And it actually becomes a marketing tool. And I actually mention that in my sample sessions. When it's appropriate, I'll just mention, well, my coach says such and such. And a lot of times it's never acknowledged or never said, but you can see a light bulb go off in the prospective client's head. This is, wow, this guy has a coach. Maybe I should have one too.
He's walking his talk.
Exactly.
That's the other thing that comes up. Yeah, I think also that you learn to understand the value of coaching. So when you go out to market your coaching, you not only have the sense of your own value of coaching, but the value that you got from your coach. And you can be excited about it. You already know how great coaching is, not only from what you're doing, but what you're experiencing.
The thing I found so fantastic about having my own coach, especially in the beginning, was I was getting double my money's worth. I was not only getting good personal coaching that was helping me grow and develop as an individual, but I was listening with a second set of eyes and ears as to how they were coaching me and what they were saying and what they were having me do. And it was just a wonderful growing experience, both yeah. personally and professionally.
You know, that's something that you can do all throughout the development of your own business, is have those second eyes and ears to not only get the benefits of your training, for example. If you're in the Certified Coach Program, you get the benefits of the training, but you can also get the benefits of seeing how a class is facilitated, how it's designed for success.
The secret to becoming a masterful coach is there is no secret. It's just a lot of hard work. It's a lot of repetition in terms of coaching and coaching and coaching and learning and listening back to your coaching experiences, listening to others coach, just becoming a student of the art. And mastery comes over time.